This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The state's tourism industry is getting a boost. The Colorado Tourism Office is awarding almost $2 million to communities along the Front Range and on the plains. CPR's Sarah Mulholland explains the funding comes from federal pandemic aid.
The money is meant to help areas of the state where tourism has been slow to recover from the pandemic. Unlike the state's mountain and resort towns, where visitation surged during the past 2 years. Recipients include Denver, Aurora, La Junta, Sterling, Loveland, Fort Collins, and Colorado Springs. Most of the cities will use the money for marketing. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The Rocky Mountain region's largest film festival returns this week. CPR's Eden Lane spoke to the artistic director for the Denver Film Festival.
With the return to a full in-person slate of events for the 45th Denver Film Festival, this year features 230 films from around the world. One of the hidden gems is a program that is curated by people, not an algorithm. Artistic director Matthew Campbell calls the shorts program little bites of cinema curated together into an overall satisfying meal.
That's a unique presentation that in the day of streaming and everything, you know, being at your fingertips, I think it's becoming a lost art that you can only really experience that within a festival context.
The festival runs through November 13th. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
There are new hiking and mountain bike opportunities in southern Colorado. Fisher's Peak State Park has 11 miles of new trails. The park near Trinidad opened in 2020 on what had been private ranch land. Along the Front Range, it's highs mostly in the 60s. Pueblo 69 this afternoon, Colorado Springs 65. Likewise in Metro Denver, mid-60s today and warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.